Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we love getting our hands on source material that makes, well, big promises. And today we've got a document that really doesn't hold back. The title alone tells you everything. It's called Radiance of Relief, Infrared Therapy for Pain and Stress.
That is a title that really demands your attention, doesn't it? We are going to be focusing on infrared sauna therapy. But the real mission here, I think, comes from the subtitle. It uses, well, probably the single most powerful word you can use in therapeutics.
It really does. It sets the stakes so high right from the beginning. The source is claiming this is a breakthrough in managing chronic pain and stress. Mm. So we're here to give you that essential shortcut, you know, to distill what that huge claim actually means.
And for you, the listener, if you're looking for a real tool to tackle these really difficult issues, chronic pain, stress, this source reads like a massive promise. Our job is to really unpack that. What does a breakthrough actually mean here? And what's the real scope of the release they're offering?
Okay, let's get into it, because that one word is, it's just so provocative. Breakthrough. I mean, in a field that's full of tiny incremental improvements, what is the source promising, or maybe what is it risking by using that word?
It's a huge declaration. In a therapeutic context, breakthrough doesn't just mean a little better, it implies a fundamental shift. It suggests that this method, infrared sauna therapy, somehow overcomes a major limitation in all the other existing solutions.
And that's where we need to be a little skeptical, right? Because we hear breakthrough a lot in the wellness world. It can be just, you know, marketing language. So yeah. Based only on what they're saying, what problem in conventional medicine are they claiming to have solved?
That's the perfect way to frame it. If this is a real breakthrough, the source is suggesting that for a lot of people with chronic pain and stress, this works where other things have failed. You know, whether that's drugs or physical therapy or even behavioral changes, they're positioning this as the next essential step, not just another choice on the menu.
So we're talking about maybe not needing to rely so much on, say, long-term opiates for pain or deep ongoing therapy for stress, that this offers a better systemic physical intervention. The implications of that, I mean, they're enormous for everyone.
Precisely. And notice how incredibly specific they are. This breakthrough is linked only to infrared sauna therapy. They're not just saying infrared light or heat therapy in general. The source is absolutely clear that the specific environment, the sauna, and the delivery method are crucial to this revolutionary result.
Why do you think that distinction matters so much? We've known about heat for forever. What's supposed to be so unique about the infrared part and the sauna part that makes it a breakthrough?
Well, it all comes back to the mechanism. A traditional sauna heats the air around you, and then the air heats your body. It's conduction. But infrared is different. It's a form of radiant energy. So the source is basically claiming that this energy penetrates your body directly. It heats you from the inside out, so to speak.
Ah, okay. So the breakthrough isn't just about getting hot. It's about how the heat is delivered. The depth. The source is arguing that this specific radiant energy in that dedicated sauna environment creates a biological response that, well, other methods just can't copy.
Exactly. They are setting up a comparative advantage right there in the title. The context is just as important as the mechanism. They're saying, look, without this specific infrared sauna setup, you don't get the breakthrough. It's a very focused claim about technology.
Which sets a really high bar for the evidence we'd expect to see later, right? If the claim is that focused, the proof has to be just as specific. Okay, let's shift a little. Let's talk about the two conditions they've paired here. Chronic pain and stress.
Yeah, these are two of the biggest challenges in modern life, and they are so deeply connected. What's really striking about the claim is how broad it is. It implies this therapy works across the whole vast spectrum of chronic pain and psychological stress.
And they're not promising a quick fix, are they? The language is very careful. Managing chronic pain and stress, that word managing feels just as important as breakthrough.
Oh, it is. It completely defines the scope of the benefit. They are being very shrewd. They're not promising a cure. They're offering sustained control. It's like managing diabetes or hypertension. You don't get rid of it, but you have a reliable routine tool that keeps it in check and lets you live your life.
So for you, the person who's looking for that steady, reliable tool for, you know, daily maintenance, this source is suggesting this is it. a framework for long-term control. It's actually a pretty pragmatic promise, not a magical one.
It is. And that pragmatism is really backed up by the dual targeting.
Right.
We all know about that devastating feedback loop between physical pain and psychological distress. Chronic pain raises your stress hormones, like cortisol, and that in turn lowers your pain threshold and makes you more anxious.
And it works the other way, too. Chronic stress shows up physically. Tension, headaches, tight muscles, inflammation. It's a vicious cycle.
Yes. So if we tie this back to the breakthrough claim, the source is implying that this therapy works because it interrupts that entire cycle. At the same time, it suggests a holistic treatment, one that addresses both the physical and psychological sides of the problem, instead of treating them like two separate issues.
And that is the genius of how they frame this. By offering a single solution for both, they're appealing to anyone who understands that mind-body connection. Manage the physical stuff, and it helps you manage the mental stress.
Right. The pairing elevates the entire claim. It's basically a statement that you can't really get relief from chronic pain without also dealing with the stress that comes with it. And this therapy, the infrared sauna, is being presented as the one tool you need to do both.
Okay, let's dig into the main title's language now. Radiance of relief. I have to admit, it's a lot better than, you know, infrared emitter study 4.3. It's evocative, but I think it also hints at the technical side of this.
It absolutely does. It moves from being just a clinical description into something more like metaphorical salesmanship. But it does it very cleverly. The language uses the mechanism to describe the outcome.
I want to focus on that word, radiance. We already said infrared is radiant energy. Is the source using that word to suggest that the relief isn't just a side effect of being warm, but a direct result of the energy itself?
Absolutely. That word radiance is not there by accident. It grounds the entire benefit in the physics of the therapy. When we talk about infrared, we're talking about energy emitted as light, even though it's invisible to us, and felt as heat. The title just takes that literal mechanism and turns it into a feeling of well-being.
So the title is doing two jobs at once. Technically, it's telling you the relief comes from radiant energy. And emotionally, it's telling you that feeling of relief is like warmth and light and vitality. It's a very neat little package of mechanism and result.
A perfect one. They merge the technical fact with the aspirational outcome. It creates a really memorable brand for the therapy. And if we boil all this language down to the absolute core facts established just by the titles, the story is incredibly clear.
Okay, so walk us through it. What are the non-negotiable facts we can take just from these titles?
Fact one, the therapy is specifically infrared sauna therapy. The delivery system is key. Fact two, it's being positioned as a breakthrough, which means it's claiming to be better than what we have now.
Right.
Fact three, its main goal is the management of chronic pain and stress, which points to sustained long-term control over these two connected issues. And finally, fact four, this relief is described as a radiance of relief, which cleverly links the physics of the energy to the positive feeling you're supposed to get.
That is a really strategic set of claims. They promise something huge breakthrough, but then they manage expectations with the word managing, and they make the sauna itself a non-negotiable part of the whole thing.
Exactly. The titles alone give you a complete framework of their intent. They're signaling to you, the reader, that this is a focused new approach for sustained control over these really persistent physical and psychological problems. It definitely makes you want to read the rest of it.
Oh, the excitement is definitely there. I mean, the source is promising a shortcut to better daily life right where so many people struggle. I think we've done a good job establishing the foundational framework of what this source is claiming.
I agree. And to just synthesize it one last time, the source claims to offer a superior, ongoing way to control physical and psychological distress at the same time, using a very specific radiant technology, which leads us directly to the single most important question that you, the listener, should be thinking about as you consider this whole breakthrough idea.
Okay, let's hear it. The final provocative thought.
Well, since a therapy is supposed to manage chronic pain, which is physiological, and stress, which has huge psychological and hormonal parts, it raises a really crucial question about the mechanism they're promoting. Is the source suggesting that the therapeutic effect that helps with the physical pain, you know, better circulation or muscle relaxation, is the exact same pathway that delivers the stress management? Or is the therapy doing two different things at once, activating two distinct physiological pathways, one for the pain and a totally separate one for the stress?
That's the puzzle, isn't it? Is it one lever moving two different things, or is the infrared sauna actually complex enough to hit two separate biological systems at once?
A really powerful question. It definitely makes you want to dig deeper. Thank you for walking us through the implications here.
It's always a pleasure to help frame the core arguments.
And to you, our listener, keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.